Just something short, we just have a few minutes. It's very short. Just to talk about the counting a little bit. It says in Pasuk Yud Ches, V'yaskolo eda hikilu be'echad l'chaydesh ha'sheni v'yisyaldu al mishpachaysam. It says when they were counted, v'yisyaldu al mishpachaysam. What does it mean v'yisyaldu? It's a lashon of giving birth, lashon of leida.
What is this?
Pasuk Yud Ches, Perakam Pasuk Yud Ches. So Rashi says that they demonstrated where they come from, where they were born from. Heviu sifrei yichuseihan. They brought their family trees. That's v'yisyaldu, that they showed their toldos. The Ramban doesn't like that pshat. Reb Tzadik says, because of this whole mahalach, that when the Mishkan was built, it was like a new lease on life for them. Now they're shayach to anasa again. He says, Vayisyaldu means they were reborn. Vayisyaldu, they were noilad mechadash. They had a hischadshus. And that's through the chiddush of the Binyan HaMishkan, he says, there was a Kedusha Nosefes that was nitoisef to their neshamas, an added Kedusha that was added to their neshamas through the Binyan HaMishkan, through the capacity to be able to be Mekayim and Nasa. That they now have back the Mile of Nasa, he says, and that's the counting. The counting was, each person was separately Nimne, counted in to get that extra new Kedusha, that extra new Neshama Yisera. And he brings their famous Ramban. You really should know this Ramban. It's in Pasuk Mem Hei. The Ramban says, what is the point of this Mishnah, this mitzvah of counting Yidden? I mean, say what the point is. So he says certain things. But one of the things he says is such a beautiful Ramban. He says, V'oid ki habolif ne'av ha'navim v'ochiv kedosh Hashem. Someone who walks in front of Moshe Rabbeinu, each person stood in front of Moshe to be counted. Somebody who comes in front of Moshe and his brother, Aaron HaKohen, who noida aleihem b'shmoi, and he tells them his name, and Moshe now knows his name, yiyaloi b'davar hazeh z'chus v'chayim. Just that alone is a z'chus and a chayim for this person. It's a life for this person. Ki bo b'soyit ha'om u'b'ksav b'nei Yisrael. And so on. And then he says that when they came in front of Moshe, they would put their eyes on them, L'toiva. Moshe and Aaron would look at them with an ayin toiv. Yivakshu aleihem rachamim, they would daven for each yid. And they would say, Hashem elekei avoseichem, Yosef aleichem kochem elef pa'amim. Moshe Rabbeinu would say, Hashem should be marbe you, and you should, and more and more, even a thousand times more. So that was what happened when Yidden passed in front of Moshe and Aaron. So Reb Tzadik says, you see that the counting was a ruchnias dika aliyah for each person. It wasn't just like we have the census today, you know, to count that many people. Each person was counted in. He was counted up, not counted up. Counted up. It was an aliyah, his chachas, that happened to each person's neshama. Now just to think for a second, every single thing in the world. We spoke about this a little bit a few weeks ago. I'm going to say a certain point, maybe a little clearer than I did then. Every single thing in the world, I forgot what it's called. When you look at a map and you look at the longitude and latitude, what's it called? What are those? Coordinates. Coordinates? So there are two coordinates that identify every single thing in the world, and that's place and time. Everything in the world exists in a certain place and a certain time. For example, me and Moshe both exist at this time, but we don't both exist in the same place. I'm over here, and you're over there. But if you'll come and sit in this chair, so then we'll both be in the same place, but just not at the same time. Everything in the world, you can have two things at the same time, and you can have two things at the same place, but you can't have two things at the same place at the same time. That's the two coordinates. For some, if you want to know a coordinate, what makes each thing have its place, it's time and place. It's an interesting thing to think about. Zman and Makom. Those are the two coordinates of the world. In Makom, everything that exists in time exists in place. Everything that exists in place exists in time. It's a klal. Those are two coordinates, just like you have a map. You have this side of the map and this side of the map. You have Zman and Makom. Zman, in Makom, we have the Mishkan. We built the Mishkan, a Mikdash. That's Mikdashi Tiro. You have a Mikdash, a base of Mikdash. That's a Makom Kadosh in Makom. What's the corresponding Makom Kadosh in Zman? The Tzaddik says Shabbos. And he doesn't point this out here, but it's Pasha, that that's the Pshat in the Pasuk. Es Shabsaisai Tishmayru, U'mikdashi Tiro, Ani Hashem. What do those things have to do with each other? Because that's in Zman and in Makom. In Zman, the place of Kedusha, that we're able to be Zoycha to a Nase, is Shabbos, and in Makom, it's Mikdash. On Shabbos, we say, we sing in Zmiris, Tzama nafshi le'lekim le'kel chai, libi uvesara yiranani le'kel chai. Nefesh, we know, is the lowest part of the neshama. Even animals have a nefesh. It's the most animal part of our neshama that controls our physical functions. That's the nefesh. Right, nefesh chaya, it says even by animals. During the week, we can't necessarily say that our nefesh, our heart, especially our flesh, thirsts for Hashem. We can't necessarily say that. But on Shabbos, we say, Tzama nafshi le'lekim. My nefesh thirsts for Hashem. Libi uvesara yiranenu l'keil chai. My heart and my flesh will rejoice with Hashem. My flesh. That's Shabbos. Shabbos is like the Mikdash. Shabbos is our is the makar from where we can also draw a nasa. Just like they got a special new neshama when they were by the Mishkan, when they were by the Mishkan, and it said by the Mishkan, each person went in front of Moshe and Aaron, and they were counted by Yisialdu, that they got like a new leda. That's what Nusach Sfarad says every Friday night, that they're misatrin v'nishmas and chadatin, that every yid is crowned with the new neshama on Shabbos. That's the height, the extra kedusha of the neshama. Reb Tzaddik says very similar to the extra neshama they got when they were counted in the Mishkan. Chumash Bamidbar is called Chumash HaPekudim, the Chumash of the counting. Reb Tzaddik says each one of the chumashim has its own particular kedusha, its own source of kedusha. It says or three. All right, we're not going to get into that now. But each chumash has its own source of kedusha. The kedusha, the special kedusha of Chumash Bamidbar, is the counting of Klal Yisrael. That aliyah that they have through the counting, which Reb Tzaddik says we get every single Shabbos, and that's why Chazal say that Hakol Moedim the B'Shabbos Nitna Torah, because just like the Mishkan was the complement to Matan Torah, that they were able to regain their Nasa. In Zman, the time to regain the Nasa is Shabbos. So Shabbos was the appropriate time, even though the Egel hadn't happened yet then. But Shabbos is that Kedusha Dika time that's Roy for Klal Yisrael to get the Torah. We could struggle for years trying to get concepts of Torah to penetrate. And our biggest handicap is that we live in an instant generation. We live in an instant mashed potatoes generation. Anything you want is instantly available. And instantly available. And it's getting more and more instantly available. I remember when microwaves became popular. Most people didn't have microwaves. It was like a new thing to have a microwave. And the concept that you guys don't have no idea. It used to be, I'll tell you, it used to be that if you wanted to warm up leftovers, it took 25 minutes. You don't even understand what that means. Did you ever wait for leftovers for 25 minutes? You don't know what it means. For you, it takes a minute and a half, 2 minutes. That's already like, you knew when's the microwave going to finish. But that's instant. They're probably going to get faster microwaves soon. It used to be that if you had to make a phone call, you actually had to go into a house and find there was a phone attached to a wall, and you had to dial the number, but even that is instant. They used to have to send a letter with a pen and a paper, put it in an envelope, and put on a stamp afterwards. Can you imagine that? And then walk to the mailbox. Can you imagine that? Now, not only do I could send an email, but I could send email from my phone while I'm in the park. I don't even have to go anywhere and do anything. We live in an instant generation. It used to be that if you want, you have to find directions how to go somewhere. You have to call someone who knew the way, or take out a map, start unfolding a map, and figure it out. Now, you go onto MapQuest, you push a button, boom, you have a map.
If you have Nextel,
it's on the phone. If you have a new car, it's on. The car tells you turn left. You don't even have to. You don't even have to know anything. You can have a car that tells you what your name is. We live in a generation where the solution to every problem is instant. Instant solutions to every problem. And then we sit down and we're told, amelos, slow, it takes time. It takes time. You can't expect it to happen overnight. It takes time. Amelos, yagia, little by little, over years. Like, over years? Can you imagine something taking years? It boggles the mind. Something takes years? What could possibly take years? That's, I think, a good chizuk and a good hischadshus coming to Chumash Bamidbar and getting being meichen ourselves for Shavuos. We're in a very, very short time. We're going to have Rosh Chodesh Sivan. That we should, first of all, feel the specialness when Shabbos comes. The Shabbos of Parshas Bamidbar, that's got to be a real kedusha. The Chumash Bamidbar is the kedusha of being counted of the Binyan HaMishkan. And Parshas Bamidbar is actually the parsha that they were counted in. And Shabbos, Parshas Bamidbar, that Shabbos, that's the Isatran, V'nishmas and Chadatin. There must be a very, very special Kedusha this Shabbos. And it's a Hachana from Matan Torah, the Nishma. We're getting our Nishma ready. So at the same time, to appreciate the Kedusha that's being rained down upon us, while at the same time appreciating that Aliyah in Ruchnis is not a microwave. Aliyah in Ruchnis is slow and is no place for giving up. There's no such thing, I tried it for 3 months and it didn't work. I tried it for 6 months and it didn't work. Try it for 60 years. Things take time. You wouldn't believe the differences that could happen inside a person if he works at something for 2, 3, 4, 5 years. Rav Volba writes that his father-in-law, Ravram Grzensky, Zecharno Livracha, his father-in-law worked on the Midah Ha'aras Panim. Be a smiling, have a smiling countenance. Ha'aras panim. He worked on it for an entire year. We like get impatient to work on something for an hour. He worked on it for, I think this is 1 year, maybe even says longer. He worked on that midah for a year. And you know how we would be. 1 second, if that's what he's running all year, we would do that. We'd be like, what about the other midahs? And there's so many other things to do. Calm down. One thing at a time. It takes time. It doesn't happen overnight. Little by little, we'll get there. Little by little. Hard work. And a lot of patience. And Emir Tzashem, we should be zeicher to have that patience and to be oila, oila, and oila, and oila, and oila.